review on the Anfield Wrap after Newcastle United 0, Liverpool 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers. I'm making a review debut with Harriet Pryor. Harriet, I'll come to you first. Is it the right amount of changes for Liverpool in this one, do you think? We felt like they were going to come somewhere. We felt like Newcastle might have been the one where we did see 4 or 5. How does it feel for you when the team came through?
I think when the team comes through, you're always a little bit sceptical, aren't you, about whether that's the right amount of changes or not. But you have to take into consideration it's 2.5 days since we played. The 12:30 kickoff time doesn't work in anyone's favour, does it? So you know that Klopp's going to have to take a bit of a calculated selection gamble. But it's a fine balance between finding the best side and the fittest one and keeping those in form. I think when you look at our team and our squad, you have those sort of core of players who you feel like can go again and keep going again and don't need that much of a rest, like Van Dijk, like the goalkeeper, like Robertson to a certain extent. And then you have that core that Klopp feels like he knows he needs to protect a bit more. And even though you don't want to see them drop out, like a Fabinho, for example, or a Thiago, you know that they're going to need a rest when the games come thick and fast and back to back. But on balance, as the game played out, I actually thought it was nailed on. That midfield is the same that started against Man United. Maybe he thought that they'd pose a similar sort of threat on the counter-attack, and that's the game plan that they try and work through. I thought Gomez coming in actually worked really well and provided a lot of space actually coming down the left-hand side, because we saw what they tried to do was crowd our right-hand side, and it gave Robertson a lot of room, and the midfield worked exceptionally well. So before the game, it's one you're looking at and thinking maybe too many changes, but as it plays out, it seems to work against Newcastle really, really well. And that the midfield especially was so hard working, really, really like workaholic midfield. And I really liked that, because it meant that every time Newcastle tried to play out, tried to press us, tried to get us on the counter, there was four players immediately surrounding them, and we won the ball back high. And it's actually funny, because I watched Pep Linder's masterclass last night, and he was talking through Barcelona, and it's really good. He haven't watched it yet, but he was talking about they don't press to make sure that the ball doesn't come out of certain areas. They press to win it back. And I thought that's what you saw yesterday in motion with the midfield. They pressed to win the ball back in high areas. And so it all worked. It all worked really well from there. So the perfect amount of changes means that we're going into Villarreal with a new sort of revived and refreshed squad in the key areas.